Christ to the Nations and the Nations to the Church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Monday, January 22nd, 2024. Remembered. This daily devotion was written by Dr. Carol Geisler. The text comes from Psalm 111. Full of splendor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. We circle days on calendars, write appointments in day planners, set alarms and reminders on smartphones, and cover tables and countertops with notes on scraps of paper. We go to great lengths to remember all that we need to do. Our gracious and merciful God has gone to great lengths to cause his wondrous works to be remembered. He called prophets, shepherds, kings, and others into his service as writers. God inspired them. That is, he breathed into them the words they were to write as they recorded his words and wondrous works. God warned his people and called them to repentance. He acted in judgment and grace. He promised to send the Messiah, and the inspired writers recorded it all. The Old Testament scriptures were written not only for people long ago, but for us as well. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. Yet God's wondrous works did not end with the Old Testament events. There was so much more to come. The writer to the Hebrews summed it up in this way. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. The words and actions of God's Son, the promised Messiah, were also recorded. The words and works of Jesus were not carved in golden letters or inscribed by angels, but written down in ink by ordinary people called to do extraordinary work. God's inspired writers of the New Testament included fishermen, a tax collector, a doctor, and a Pharisee who had persecuted Jesus' followers. Just as with the Old Testament writers, under the Spirit's inspiration, these people faithfully recorded the wondrous works of God. The inspired scriptures are breathed out by God and are able to make us wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus and to train us in righteousness. God wants us to remember and rejoice in the splendor and majesty of his works. From creation to the promised new creation, from the saving act of the Exodus to the redeeming sacrifice of his Son. Still today, the Holy Spirit is at work in our lives, helping us to grow in faith as we hear, read, learn, and remember God's word. God caused his wondrous works, and especially the saving work of his Son, to be written down so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. We pray. My God and Savior, guide me in the study of your holy word. Amen.